K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, here we go. The podcast, we're back. We are live. We are dangerous for another ripper. And I reckon we just get straight into it. Or do you want to have a bit of banter at the top?
We don't have banter. We're not friends.
That's fair. All right.
And this is the little secret we'll give you in the back of the show, is that we literally just talk to each other on air.
Benny's only being like
when
this.
When we're off air.
Benny's only being like this because he's trying to book accommodation.
And well, I am having a bit of a look, yeah.
And he doesn't like that I'm talking to him. So we will get into the podcast. Look, coming up very soon, I'm going to tell you about why it's okay to quit. We always get taught as children that you should never quit, but yep. Sometimes we just need to have a good hard look at ourselves and say, you know what? My time's up. Yeah, let's do it.
And yeah, you're probably really hoping that that's a social norm, that it's acceptable to quit.
Surely it is.
Yeah, come on. Surely. We gave it a go.
Yeah.
We gave it a go. Also, Andy, I think I've struck it rich. And I want to share my richness with you.
Oh.
And I know I want to bring you into it because I want us both to be successful.
You are a legend.
Yeah, I absolutely have hit big time. A cryptocurrency has blown up. And I have some.
Yeah, yes. Baby.
So all right. We'll get into that.
Enjoy the podcast.
People are funny. Like, I think that I'm certainly not the most philosophical person out there.
Mm.
But when you think about human existence,
yeah,
it is mind-blowing. The fact that you think as you, and you've never thought as a person for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of whatever life is.
Mate, you're getting deep. Just remember who we are and what we do.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
But when you think about how amazing this is and how we are existing.
It's cool.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all right.
And then you have people that leave notes on each other's cars because they've parked wrong. And it's like, where did we go wrong?
Come on, guys.
With the best of them, I will point someone's car park out and go, that's a shocking park.
Yeah.
But to leave a note.
I've taken photos before to say that is one of the worst parks I've ever seen.
To have a laugh.
Yeah.
But to start an interaction with somebody because you're upset with their park.
Yeah.
You're a different sort of cat.
There are bigger issues in the world that probably need to be addressed.
Like, I want to know who you are. I want to know what type of person you are in your everyday life.
A lot of free time. And I reckon they'd be sitting behind their computer.
Retired.
Well, I don't know. I reckon they're the type of people that would sort of post on social media, like sledge people on social media.
Oh, okay. Trolls.
Trolls. There, yeah.
Trolls.
Yeah.
A woman has shared a photo on Reddit and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So she has on the back of her car a bumper sticker that says Jesus' disciple. So she's a religious person.
Yep.
And someone has taken advantage of that. So what I'd like to unpack here is that a person has walked up to a car that they have thought has been in a bad park with a paper and a pen to leave a note, and then has surveyed the car, saw the bumper sticker, and said, I'm going to use that against you. Because they wrote, I'm pretty sure Jesus wouldn't have parked like a... Just to really drive home the point.
Oh.
Now, I want to know, in this existence that we share that is so magical...
Goodness.
What went wrong? At what point in your life that you said to yourself, I'd like to tell people about their mistakes because it irks me so?
How bad is the park, though, is what I want to know. Like, is it that bad?
Oh, I thought you were justifying it as if to say, well, if you didn't park like that, then I would have left a note too.
Well, you know, sometimes you see people with, like, brand new cars that take up, like, four parks. Like, they park in the middle of the car park spaces, and you're like, okay, cool, you've got a new car, we get it, and you don't want it scratched.
What I love about these notes, and I'm certainly not encouraging this, but the notes that you write, so for example, there was one that was posted that said, hi, I hit the back of your car because it was parked so badly. I'm only leaving this note because people are watching and they think I'm leaving my name and phone number. Have a good day.
That's such a dog act.
Oh, and I'm not encouraging that at all, but funny.
My car has been hit. You know the dent in the side of the door? No note was left.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Is there a blue mark on your car?
You could have left a note and just written with your right hand, mate. Like, come on, leave something for me rather than just a dent. It's Andy and Ben. Maybe leave a note. Maybe leave a nice note for a stranger and just say, hey, have a good day.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah. Been getting heavily involved in Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
Yeah. I've heard it's very good, but it's just inaccessible. I'm not buying Apple TV for one show.
Well, no.
Morning Wars is good too.
That is great. And that's why we got Apple TV. Mm. And originally we thought, we'll just binge watch Morning Wars
and
Morning
then
Show.
The subscription.
No, they saw through us because they only release episodes every Friday.
Why don't you just wait until it all comes out?
That's what we should have done.
Yeah.
But then I started exploring it.
Yeah, we've got it now.
Found Ted Lasso and I was like, I don't mind this soccer stuff.
Now, like Jason Sudeikis, is that right?
Hilarious. Very funny. But I guess watching the show, you sort of realise that there is... Sometimes you just need to leave a sport. If you're too old or you're not performing, it's okay to quit.
Yeah, Father Time has never lost a match.
A what?
Father Time has never lost a match.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, okay.
So like in terms of eventually age will bring you down.
Yeah, and you would think so.
In everything.
But not Alan Cassell. He has won the hearts from people all around the world as he is still playing local football, and when I say football, I'm talking about soccer, at the age of 88.
Whoa.
Now, mate.
I can't imagine he's moving too well. Is he the 90-minute sub? Like, is he brought on at the end just to give him a token appearance?
You would think so.
Yeah.
He's the goalkeeper.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
He is the goalkeeper. You would argue
What's
probably.
His name, Alan?
Alan.
Oh, good game, Alan. You only let in six today. That's good.
So Penrhyn Bay Stollers FC, which is a walking football team.
Anyway. As in just walk-ins, like people just rock up and say,
So when I saw that, I thought they were like actually walking.
Oh, they were a walking team. Oh, they get together, they do their steps, and then they play a game of soccer.
Based in Wales, he started playing when he was 40. He said he was a lot faster back then.
reckon?
And as time went on, he found himself catching his breath in the goals. And then it was only a matter of time that he stayed in the goals longer and now plays goalkeeper. He says that so he has played there so long that his teammates' sons and grandsons he's now playing with.
Oh, my gosh. Mate. So his teammates have given it up and then their sons have come through. He's like, I remember your dad.
And their grandsons.
Well, if you're in opposition.
You're 88 years old,
If
mate.
You're in opposition, do you just kick the ball at him as hard as you can? And just see what happens.
Alan, get up! You're right. Have
Alan,
you scored?
Alan,
Penny, I'm very excited about this. You've been teasing it for the last half an hour. How you've struck it rich?
I have.
And you're going to share it with it. You've said the show.
Yeah.
So everyone listening now.
No. What, the show is you and I. Oh. Settle down. No one else is listening.
Yeah, you and I. We're sharing some money. What's going on?
So, cryptocurrency. Obviously, that's the way of the future.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, well, it is because you just hear the success stories being like, oh, well, I got on Ethereum when it was 30 cents.
Yeah.
And it's now $4. My mate's made $100,000.
I guess the concern for me is that it can be influenced so easily by what's happening in the world. Like China shut off Bitcoin and Bitcoin crashed.
Yeah.
And then it's come back in and then it's going back up slightly.
Old mate does the tweets.
Elon Musk.
He does a tweet ripping on Bitcoin and all of a sudden it drops like $100,000 or something.
And then you've got the fake ones. So like Dogecoin came out as a bit of a joke. And there's one that has caught my eye, Shiba Inu. Another one that was a bit of a joke.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you and I recently, in the last 12 months or so, we had a bit of a chat about crypto, and we have a mate that's been quite successful.
He's been good. And I just can't believe. So he was telling me the other day, I think he's up with one of his coins up 60K.
Yeah, but and what worries me is how much he taxed on that.
Well, so he knows he'll lose 50%.
Yeah.
So take the 30K, mate.
Just take it out now.
Cash out. And he's like, no, I'll keep going. Don't do it.
Funny you bring up Elon Musk, because he's tweeted out a photo of a dog that quite resembles the logo for Shiba Inu.
Yeah, you're on Shiba Inu.
I have it.
You do not.
It's gone. It's gone up 216%.
Hang on.
It is blown up.
Hang on. Who told you about Shiba Inu?
I bought it because I was like, Dogecoin is a joke. This is the next joke. I want to be a part of it. So I bought into it.
And are you serious or not?
I swear on my mother's life.
Oh my goodness.
I bought into it.
So how much was Shibu Inu paying? How much was it when you bought in?
Oh, so it's like a
point one of a
tenth of a cent.
Yeah,
but because it's gone up, it doesn't matter about that. It's how much you have in it. It's gone up 216%. So I've like doubled my money and then some.
How much did you invest?
$2.
Oh, are you serious?
I now have $4, and I'll pay half of that back to tax.
Are you serious?
I've got my money back.
No. Why wouldn't you do more? Why would you not do more?
On crypto?
That is so dumb.
Do you have any?
No.
No. So you don't have any and I'm making it, I've struck it rich.
You've talked such a big game for the last half an hour how you've struck it rich.
How's you sticky fingers as well? You're like, yes, we've made it.
No. Yo, at least I get a buck. I guess that's okay.
Tell you what, Sydney, locked and loaded for Freedom Day, which is tomorrow.
It's nice to know because they were sort of in a similar situation that we're in at the moment.
Yeah.
And it hasn't taken them long to get vaxxed, get double vaxxed, and now they're allowed to do stuff.
I'm right in saying they're the first state to reach 90% double dose.
They're not 90%. I think they're 80%.
I'm pretty sure they're 90.
Yeah. Don't fact check us. But they're up there. I think they're leading the charge.
It's irrelevant because whether they're 80 or 90, they're having their Freedom Day tomorrow. Now, firstly, I've got big issues with them calling it Freedom Day. Like, settle down.
Just
open your eyes, just a little bit outside of this country.
Yeah.
And this is not Freedom Day.
Yeah.
Literally, anyway.
You can dine in at a business and have some friends over at your house. Like, I don't know if it's freedom.
Settle down. Like, you literally can go on. You're like, legally, you're allowed to have a picnic with friends.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're not free. Like, settle down. Anyway, East Bondi Junction, which is a venue, hospitality venue.
Mm-hmm.
It has announced, East Bondi Junction. It has announced that it will be opening its doors at 12:01 a.m. tonight. So midnight ticking over.
Yeah.
We're back.
So
we are pumping.
This is a restaurant, is it? Restaurant bar type setup.
Yeah, well, you think it's a nightclub.
Surely you can just wait.
Huh?
Wait until 8 o'clock or lunchtime the next day to reopen. Is anyone going out midnight, bang on the dot, to celebrate what they're calling Freedom Day?
I have no doubt in my mind that we're waking up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And all over the news will be like people out and about revelers.
Yep.
And saying, you're like, oh, we're back. This is so good for our business. They'll be interviewing people. It'll be like Grand Final Day down Punt Road. It'll be like everyone out and about. And then, like, obviously as Victorians, we're looking at that going like, oh, we're so jealous. And you do have to remember a couple of things, though.
Firstly,
you do have to be double vaxxed.
Yes. Yes. Good point, Ben.
And secondly, don't forget Sydney sucks because they have that lockout at like 2 a.m.
So they do too!
If you're not organised enough to know where you're going, you're going to be locked out again and your Freedom Day is going to be absolutely nothing.
Yes.
It's happening again.
It feels good to be a Victorian. We love life. Good morning, Geelong and the Surf Coast. We can laugh at Sydney Siders.
Suckers.
Yeah. Mate, jaywalking is one of those things that a lot of people do it. Like, they don't wait for the light to go green before they go. They sort of have a bit of a look. Oh, yeah, there's no cars coming. I'll just quickly run across the road.
Yeah, it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep.
And you're done.
And I feel like...
Obviously not in traffic.
No.
But if there's no one around.
And I reckon every now and again, the police crack down on it and they sort of have some...
It's just a reminder, a flex to say, hey, this is a law.
It's illegal to do
just it. So you know, if we haven't caught you that many times, we're still catching you.
The Philippines, they've got their finger on the pulse when it comes to jaywalkers.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've set up the laser doll from Squid Games. So if you've seen Squid Games, it is going...
Squid Game.
It is going crazy on Netflix.
Absolutely blown up. One of the biggest shows in Netflix ever had.
Yes.
So you agree now?
Well, I'm...
Last week you didn't agree.
I'm slowly chipping away at it. It didn't lure me in the first episode, I'll be honest. But in the first episode, you see this giant doll and they play a game of red light, green light. Now,
if an Australian version would be something like, what's the time,
Mr. Wolf? Yes. And when the doll says stop... and it turns around. If you're still moving, red lights appear and you are no longer in the game.
Yeah, we won't say what happens, but you're not in the game.
And in a Philippines mall, they are using this to discourage residents from jaywalking. If a pedestrian tries to cross the lights when it says do not walk and it's flashing red, the doll swivels its head around and flashes LED lights at the culprit who's crossing. Now, Netflix have said that they've set up this anti-jaywalking doll as a bit of a marketing stunt to promote the hit show, Squid Game.
Yeah.
But that is a huge deterrent not to cross the road when you're not allowed to.
Because while, you know, obviously nothing illegal would go down, you would think twice. You wouldn't want to get caught.
Mate, if a doll in a game is lighting its eyes up, I'm not running the risk. I don't want to die just for jaywalking.
Well, no. You'd just be out of the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. I've seen the show. I know how it works.
Just because you've seen it doesn't mean you can give it away to everyone that hasn't.
It's the first episode.
Doesn't mean you can't. You've given it away. Oh, well, that's not my fault they haven't watched it.
If you haven't seen the first episode by now, fair to say you're not watching it.
Oh, That's not your decision to make.
All right. Well, the doll eliminates people.
Just by you're out of the game. You have to start again.
Well, I don't think you're starting again. All right. Well, mate, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Before we get out of here, though, let's do one of these.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, I was thinking during the week. Obviously, when we look at something from the sky looking down, it's called a bird's eye view.
It is called a bird's eye view.
Well, I was looking at a bird the other day on the power lines, and it was like looking down to try and get some worms.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if it's called a bird's eye view for birds as well. Like from
there. Or is that just their view?
Is that just, exactly.
Not bad thought.
Do you reckon they have a bird's eye view, or is that just their view? Because they're birds.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
It's a good thought, isn't it?
Because for us, it's their view.
Yeah. I reckon I pondered it for about 10 minutes, and then I was like, I've got to stop thinking about
great
this.
Great thought. Happy to leave it on that.
All right, let's leave it on that.
No, they don't have to be answered. They're just thoughts.
They're just thoughts. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.